Thank you, Milun. And Pooja, I'd like to ask you on, well, maybe also you can answer that from civil society perspective. We're hearing as a follow-up from previous interventions on the number of recommendations coming from the UPR, but also from other mechanisms. What's your perspective on that? Do you agree with this, that there's too many recommendations, or do you have a different opinion? And could the clustering at the national level solve this issue? And also in the implementation, we've talked about financial support for NGOs. We talked about working in coalition for NGOs. What's your experience in that? And what do you think is the challenge for NGOs at the implementation level?